I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. Our guests today are Bird by Bird. Welcome, guys.
Howdy. Thank you.
Howdy-do.
And they are a local quartet. There are three singer-songwriters, and you've all kind of done your own thing, right, separately. Christy Marie, do you want to introduce everybody in the band here?
We got Mark Glenn on the stand-up bass and Emily Hart, who is a beautiful mama singer-songwriter, acupuncturist, out of her home. I am Christy Marie. I do a massage at my massage studio downtown, Christy Marie Massage Therapy. And we got Wabi over here, and he's a multifaceted musician that also fixes your broken instruments at his shop, Rosewood Music, in the DeWitt Sites building.
So singer-songwriters and business people all getting together. And you guys have a new CD, and it's you're having a release show for that on Friday, right?
Yes, 11-11-11.
Is there a significance to choosing that day to do the show?
It's a world interconnectedness day, and a lot of our music is about bringing in the new world and, you know, rising up with people.
Okay. So it was kind of intentional to choose that date for the show.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get started with the song. What do you guys want to open up with?
This is Emily's song, Apocalypse.
What's the cause of a midnight migration, relocation? What's the start of a blackbird's heart, not just one, the whole flock? It was an attack, an attack, an attack of a terrible fear. Strong, they couldn't hold on. Those poor dears fell from the sky. Oh, one by one they dropped from on high. And oh, what a sight! It caused such a fright on the Babel Bell that night. Gives and she gives. She tries, Lord knows she tries. But the time has come for her to heave a mighty sigh, and the mountains will fall into the sea. Well, are you ready? Have you made anymore? Piece by piece, I'm gonna take this apart and make a new work of art. Nothing but love and truth will I be. How is that crazy? This is what's birthing and dawning from depths of me. I give and I give. I try, Lord knows I try. But the time has come for me to heave a mighty sigh. Lift the veils from my eyes. I once was blind. Apocalypse on the radio. End of times as we know. There'll be kingdoms of happiness and tribes of light. Dictatorship fails to succeed. We'll all take care and be cared for as we lay down the age of industry. Step into a new dimension with confidence in our unknowingness. They're talking, I'm walking. They're talking, I'm walking. They're talking, I'm walking. They're talking, I'm walking. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Get ready.
Get ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Get ready.
Get ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Get ready.
Bird by Bird, live from Studio A. And Emily, they said, Kirsten Christie said that that was your song. So do you want to talk a little bit about that tune?
Yeah, I think it started off when these news stories kept showing up of kind of freak incidents. And this one specifically was a flock of birds that had the whole flock completely just fallen from the sky in the middle of the night when they shouldn't have even been flying in the first place. So just taking note of some natural disasters, disorder in the natural world, and kind of all the talk and buzz of the world shifting and the earth kind of rebirthing and all the causes and effects that occur, you know, and taking note and bringing in a new light. So the new world, kingdoms of happiness, is what I would like to imagine.
And now, were you doing music on your own before you got together with Bird by Bird?
I was. I you know, I grew up doing music, and I moved to Duluth like 3 or 4 years ago. And before then, I just kind of played out in Duluth and on the Iron Range a lot. Actually, I have an uncle that plays music out there. So, yeah. And then I met Christy. I think I met her on New Year's, and it was love at first sight. So, Lucinda Williams was playing on the radio, and there was a guitar hanging on the wall. So,
it was meant to be.
Meant to be.
It was musically
sure.
Meant to be.
That's right.
So then, okay, that's how you guys met. Now, how about Wavi? How did the three of you get together as a group?
That's a good question.
I think we met at a birthday party of a friend, and we all happened to have instruments, and we just started playing and continued.
And now you were doing stuff on your own too?
I play from time to time with people, but mm-hmm. mostly just at home by myself with friends.
Okay. So this just kind of seemed like the right project for you all to do together.
Yeah, it was a meeting of the minds. It was a resonance kind of a thing.
Now, you have mentioned, you know, like you're into massage and healing in mm-hmm. that sort of way. And Emily has acupuncture, right?
Right.
And Wabi. He heals
okay.
instruments.
So heals instruments, yep. Mm-hmm. So was this something also that brought you together, this kind of common sensibility as far as those things are concerned?
I would definitely say yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, Krista Marie and I have worked together at Rooted Folks Community Wellness, so we've worked in both arenas, music and
the healing arts. Yeah.
Does it kind of give you a common point of view as far as music goes?
Definitely.
Kind of not just as music, but as, you know, something bigger, maybe?
Absolutely.
Okay. Christy, tell me about you. I know you have been, I've seen you before as a singer and songwriter out on your own. How long have you been doing that?
I've been singing and writing. My son is my gauge. He's 10. I started playing music when he was 2. And so for 8 years I've been playing. And I started playing music in Maui and the island of Hawaii. And just had an extreme drive to express myself.
Mm-hmm. Is it fun doing it with a group of people now as opposed to... And I know you probably collaborated before.
Yeah, but this is definitely the first group for me. And... it's just so much more multidimensional.
And in what way? I'm going to make you expand on that, Christy.
Okay. Just feeling supported and mm-hmm. having each of us have our ways of, you know, growing the songs and they grow in meaning and form. And it's just they get a whole nother set of wings. That's really beautiful to see transpose.
Okay. And also you have Mark Glenn with you guys. How did he become part of the band? You've been here before, Mark, as part of some other bands. You're a bassist, and they're quite in demand here in Duluth. So how did you get involved in this?
Yeah, I met, Christy I met a couple of years ago, and then Emily, when did I meet you? Like 2 years ago
sure.
or so? But I gigged with each of them, little gigs, separately, and then found out they were friends, and I said, well, let's do something where we each play. And I think at that point they weren't singing on each other's songs, and then I've had a really good year. I went several years without playing out a lot, and just in the last 15 months I've just been bouncing off people, whoever I can, and so this is, I guess, my first gig with Emily. Was I can't remember when my first one with Christy was. It was before Emily, but my first one with Emily, wasn't that Norway Hall when they had the poetry thing?
We played at Luce too. It was memorable.
I don't think it was me.
It was you.
Wow.
Oh, no, not Luce. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So you kind of knew, met people out on the scene, and that kind of evolved when Bird by Bird. Where did the name come from? Who wants to answer that one? Bird by Bird.
Well,
it came from an Anne Lamott book about writing and living well. Maybe they don't even know it came from an Anne Lamott book.
It was definitely Wabi's suggestion.
And I thought that would be a cool band name, and thanks, Anne.
Now, how long have you guys been together as Bird by Bird?
Right before Respect Your Mother Earth Day Festival, which happens annually for the last 6 or 7 years, we got together to do the CD that we are releasing on Friday. And so that was in June, I believe.
So the band kind of started as a CD project before it was a playing out project.
Yeah, well,
that's
the
opposite of what usually happens.
And then we played, that was our first big show together, and then it's progressed since then.
So. Okay. All right. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll come back, maybe talk about that CD a little bit.
Okay. Here's a little song about sulfide mining called it's called Polymet. It's hard to pull a soldier's teeth. Their roots are strong in their belief.
remember the strength of when you had all of your guns. Now it's your love that shoots them down at the truth we are one. I never got my I love yous from no kind of man. Got my I love yous from the water, the trees, and the land. I never got my I love yous from a product or a brand. Got my love yous from the sky, the sea, and the sand. They tried to lay your paw you met down, rape the minerals, and get the hell out of town. The people, they all rose their voices strong. Told that sulfide mine it don't belong. I never got my I love yous from no kind of man. Got my I love yous from the water, the trees, and the land. I never got my I love yous from a product or a brand. Got my love yous from the sky, the sea, and the your food. What kind of water are you gonna drink when the fish can't even live in it? How can that be? I never got my I love yous from no kind of man. Got my I love yous from the water, the trees, and the land.
Bird by Bird, live from Studio A, and I think that one kind of speaks for itself as for what it's about. Christy, you wrote that one, right?
Yeah, I wrote that one.
And I can see how that would fit in really well on a Respect Your Mother Earth stage there. Mm-hmm. So you kind of started as a CD project. How did that work? How did you guys just said, hey, that would be fun to record together? And
me and Emily have talked about it many times over the years, and actually that song for me, I kind of spearheaded it with a little bit of momentum, and a lot of ways for that song and for that message to get out there about sulfide mines, and just to really think about it for what it's worth, about the land and our environment, and try and inspire people's hearts to really think about what it is that's important. And I mean, I love modern technology too, and I love all the things that the copper nickel mining brings, but the ways that the minerals are extracted is really harmful to the environment. And we're really heading off many proposals right now about lots of mines that are trying to get their nails into the dirt around our Northwoods here, and it will really change things for us. And we got some precious resources to stand up for. And so not going to let it go down easy.
This reminds me of the title of your album, which I did not write down, so you're going to have to remind me.
It's called Away, or Are We Amish Yet?
Yes. So I was going to ask you about that title and where that came from. Oh, yes, Mark.
All right, here it is. They have this really beautiful song, and what is the song actually called?
Ambe Anishinaabe.
That's the chorus, and I, as a joke at the end of a song in a rehearsal, I said, how's that chorus go? Are we Amish yet? So if any of you need an album title, you know, this is... I'm your guy.
You can twist your words and make it happen.
So obviously you guys thought that was pretty funny and said, hey, let's make that the album title.
And yet appropriate.
Funny and appropriate. Yeah, I think there's a piece of it on our album that just talks about the many different ways that Away and Are We Amish Yet kind of fits into our lives, and just that we do tend to live simply and towards that lifestyle. And I don't know. Yeah, it's one of those things that starts to take on many different meanings. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a song competition actually coming up for sulfide mining protest songs.
An
entire competition. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of different ways to get involved with such things as working together to either find new ways of, you know, working with the land. And you can contact Ian Kimmer. If you Google him, or not Google him, but Facebook him, you'll find him. And he's got lots of information regarding the song contest. So if you're a musician out there, we'd love to have your input. And also, stand up.
Okay, so tell me about the rest of the album. No, so both of the songs that you shared, beautiful. I'm going to assume, are on the album, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how many songs on the album?
11 songs.
Okay.
For 11, 11, 11.
Wow. That really was not. It wasn't all that super intentional. Just all happened that way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think there's just one song by Wabi, right?
Yep, just
and
one.
A beautiful song, and Christy Maria and I do the rest. And it's very earth oriented, as you can imagine, and being humbled by our experiences and rising up from them. So it kind of takes that track, I feel.
And now, is there at least one track that you collaborate on? I think I read that somewhere.
Yeah, it's called Northwoods.
Mm-hmm. How did that go? Like, you're used to kind of writing your own stuff. How was the collaboration?
It was. We were up in Christy Marie's massage studio, and just when you sit long enough, I think, with a guitar and no agenda, that it allowed for that to come up. And so, and it's, you know, you get each piece like, really switching from Christy Marie's style to my style, and just bringing the words together. And the season was changing. It was turning into winter, I think, and we were feeling it. So
yeah. It gets to a point sometimes with playing songs, either your own or all the covers that you know, and you just are, something else is happening. And
yep.
It's nothing yet fits that moment. So that's where that one was born. We've got... a variety of different flavors on the album, too. The song I just played was really upbeat, and a lot of my other songs are really mellow, too. And so, heart-opening and kind of songs, I would say.
Where did you do the album, do the recording?
We recorded at Beaners Central in West Duluth, and then we...
Oh, in their basement studio there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We engineered it at Sacred Heart.
Okay. All right, well, we have time for one more song. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
We're going to do a song of mine, which is on the album, called Molecules, and they've all added some beautiful parts to it. Ready?
Everything you thought was sacred to you, you will lose. So give it up, give it away. Light the fire and rest easy.
Maybe it's the letting go that holds the charm. Maybe it's the moving on, like walking unarmed. If only all the little things could get smaller and drift away. Memories breaking into molecules, the building blocks of a new day. All I want is a little sleep. All I need is a little peaceful. Everything you thought was sacred to you, you will lose.
That's Bird by Bird, live from Studio A. Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And again, they have their CD release show for, okay, one more time. Are we Amish yet? That's it, right?
Yep.
For their new CD, Are We Amish Yet? And that's coming up this Friday night at Beaner Central in Duluth at 8 o'clock. Anybody else playing for the show usually?
Yeah, we got Jeremy Ellert and Antone in a project called Wonderfill, which is going to be primarily stillness-inducing music with a guided meditation by Jody Christensen, and also Adam Cipolla will be doing some of his beautiful vocal music too, and then us.
All right. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to archive sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening. Music Through the Day continues now with Marcia Ball.